7:36 at 760 WJR, still to come. The sheriff, Michael Bouchard, back with an update. 7:49, Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald. 8:35, Nolan Finley at 8:49, asking some very good questions. We'll have Gary Miles here, Detroit News editor and publisher, with something kind of pressing due to a 10 o'clock meeting this morning. He'll explain. I'll let him explain it. But explaining everything that's going on and the latest with the school shooting in Oxford and what's happening this morning with schools closing like crazy, go to WJR.com, WJR.com for more information. Marie Osborne, our WJR senior news analyst, staying on top of all of this and making all of it clear to us. Thank you, Marie.
And you're welcome, Paul. Let's start with the fact that the accused shooter out at Oxford High School in that incident, 15-year-old Ethan Crumley, arraigned yesterday afternoon, charged as an adult with four counts of first-degree murder, one count of terrorism, and numerous other charges against him, including the assault with a deadly weapon and possessions of a firearm. He faces up to life in prison if he's convicted. The Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald said the facts suggest this was not an impulsive act. She said they are considering charges against both parents, and we will be making that decision swiftly, she said. Judge Nancy Karniak arraigned Crumley on the charges yesterday afternoon. She denied him bond. She also ruled that he be transferred from the county's Children's Village to the jail in Oakland County. Crumley stood mute, and the judge entered a plea of not guilty on his behalf. Now, in terms of the evidence, at the arraignment, there was some evidence presented. It included videos that were recovered from Crumley's cell phone, including a video made by him the night before the shootings, where he talked about shooting and killing students the next day at Oxford High School. Now, it's not clear whether that just ended up on his phone and stayed there or whether he sent it to anyone else. Further, a journal was recovered from his backpack that also detailed his desire to shoot up the school, including murdering students. Surveillance video was also presented. It showed him entering a bathroom just before 12:51 carrying a backpack. A minute or two later, he comes out without the backpack, but he had a handgun. During the hearing, Crumley sat alone wearing a green jail attire and a mask. His parents were also seen briefly on the video arraignment. Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald says there be, again, maybe more charges coming in this case, so that remains to be seen. One last note, as is the case in other school shootings that we've seen around the country, today there are several school districts locally who have closed schools after they received threats of violence in the wake of the Oxford shooting, and you can find the list of those schools on our website, WJR.com. And, of course, if you're a part of that school district, you will get a text message from your district on that.
All right, Marie, stay with us. Todd Flood is joining us as well as an attorney that we lean on from time to time for a little legal advice. And, Todd, good morning to you.
Good morning, Paul W., with a heavy heart.
A heavy heart for all of us, indeed. You heard Marie just say there's a video. Maybe it wasn't on social media, which would make me feel a lot better, because if it were on social media and nobody called the police, I would have felt pretty terrible about that. But the journal that was found in his possession or with his stuff, where he talked about shooting students, is that enough to stand up in court for the charges of premeditated murder?
Absolutely. It goes to show his planning and scheming and his deliberation. So, you know, the thoughts that he had as it relates to carrying out this act of terrorism and murder, you know, he had more than enough time. As Prosecutor McDonald stated, the evidence was overwhelming as it related to premeditation, and the evidence and facts that she has right now, just the journal itself is going to show the planning and scheming of this young man.
What would be the point? I know this is what it could have, should have, conjecture, but what would you take this to trial if you were hired to represent him? Or, I mean, what would be the point of going to trial for this?
So, Paul W., as I've said earlier to some colleagues, this case is all about sentencing and the juvenile lifer law. So there's two prongs to this. He's It's an automatic waiver. It falls within what we call the dirty dozen. You know, it's murder, and that's enough to waive him from a family court, juvenile court, up to the adult court in the general jurisdiction of Oakland County's criminal courtroom. So now that's the first prong. The second prong, after an adjudication and tried as an adult, it really gets down to sentencing. So there's factors that are to be considered in sentencing. The big factor that you determine, one, is what was the crime, what was his act and the culpability and his maturity and things of that sort. He's going to be sentenced as an adult. I doubt very seriously anyone in their right mind would sentence him as a juvenile unless there was something for which we could not imagine right now that gave us some clue as it relates to his mental disturb capacity. But I don't see that. We didn't see that in the arraignment. Judge Carniak obviously was going to test him as whether or not he understood what the heck was going on, and surely he did. Yeah. So then you have to go into, can he get life without parole? There is, if it's an adult sentence, that's, if you're convicted of first degree murder, that's an automatic. You go to life for prison without parole. As a juvie at a certain age, juvenile, certain age, you get another basic hearing, whether or not you get a term of years up to life without parole. So that's really what this case is about, because you're absolutely right. What possibly on this earth and the possibly, you know, the spectrum of A to Z could be your defense other than capacity, mental capacity, but we don't see that. And two, this is really about sentencing and how to structure the sentencing. So at the age of 15, he has a chance for parole. That's, as a criminal defense attorney, what you would be fighting for the most.
This is a message, too, though, to legal, responsible gun owners. And I'm all for that. And your right and my right to bear arms. But with that comes responsibility. And that's apparently what the parents are going to have to be looking at, possibly through the court system as well. What would be the charges against them, should there be charges?
It's going to be really heavy on the facts. Did they allow this 15-year-old, knowing that he had a propensity for violence, did they knowingly allow him access to the gun? Did they, and is it a stretch to get them to be culpable for involuntary manslaughter, putting him in a position knowing that he had a propensity for violence and gave him the gun? That's, you know, those are the facts. You have to go through the facts. The bigger concern, perhaps, is the school was in a unique position for preventing this type of harm. And all schools have the, as far as public schools go, have governmental immunity, except when there is gross negligence, when they see that the young man has threatened, if that's the case, and they didn't notify their liaison officer, because our dear friend Mike Bouchard, he did not have any information going into this, but the school did. Did the school notify their liaison officer if they knew about the propensity? And that's, you know, that's the scary part, because that's akin to the Parkland situation, where it was preventable, but they didn't take the necessary steps. And you see where this FBI and the school district was held accountable civilly for those types of acts of not preventing, when they were in the unique position that showed gross negligence for not stopping it ahead of time. Those facts, we're not saying that's there now, but those facts, as they come out, will be scrutinized.
Attorney Todd Flood helping us out always. We appreciate your help, Todd. Thank you, sir, very much. Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard is coming up next. And also, check your schools. They may be closed today. A lot of them are because of copycat social media threats. WJR.com, the latest list. WJR.com. It is 7:45.